you're living biblical.
Yeah, this guy's been eating up.
Give
me the thumbs up. Right. He's so on it. Okay, let's play the clip and then we'll have the conversation.
But then there was this other part of the book where he wanted to show that taking the Bible completely literally is not the best.
Hey, Joby, go ahead,
Tom. Hey, how's it going?
Good. What can I do for you?
Well, someone I can get on with the show.
What's your first name?
John.
John?
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about, John?
Well, I was going to see if they seen a documentary that was on CBC earlier this week called Pagan Christ, and they were talking about how the story of Christ predates Christ, and
say that again.
The story of Christ predates Christ.
Okay, hold the line. Stay there.
Sure.
Stay there.
It's a great question. I think exactly. And you would say if you were to take the Bible at face value, do I hear you correctly, Mike? That you're saying you think it would be more negative than positive.
I think so, yeah. New Testament set aside, absolutely.
Well, and AJ, that's okay. Why you said maybe we need to take a cafeteria-style approach to religion?
I do think so. I think there needs to be some picking and choosing when you follow the Bible. And even those who say that they follow everything in the Bible, they pick and choose as well.
So there you have it. Okay, and here's the question that I want us to I want to just slow it down enough to have this conversation. When we talk about picking and choosing, to me it feels like what we're doing with something like the Bible, we're just kind of making it completely dependent on us. Like whatever I feel like taking out of it, I can do. Whatever I don't, I won't. Which is why he ended up, AJ ended up, you know, wearing funny robes and whatever, because he chose that part of it to take literally. Do you think, Greg, that we should take that this literal idea is the best way to read the Bible and then to actually find life?
Well, I think there's two questions that came up in that segment, and yours is a very important one. Two questions are, do we take everything literally? And then AJ was kind of hinting with this cafeteria-style approach to religion that there's some things we don't even have to take anyway. We can just drop them. You know, take what we like and leave the rest behind. That's a separate question, but the idea of reading everything literally, one of the things I think they do right in seminaries when they train rock and roll preachers and other kinds of preachers is they make you take a course in hermeneutics, which is, I mean, it has it's a reference to Greek mythology, and it's basically the study of how we interpret literature. And I think it's really important that when we come to a book like the Bible, which is 66 different books written by many different people over a span of you know, literally hundreds of years, more than 1,000 years, you can't read that the same way from front to back. You've got to look at the different parts of the Bible and read them the way they were intended to be read. Now, you look at the New Testament, for example, you have Jesus and the Apostle Paul quoting the Old Testament, but reinterpreting it to you know, suit the meanings and the message that they're trying to communicate. So you really got to sit down and think about what is there, what was meant to be understood, and even how it applies in your own time.
You've made my point exactly, Greg. Why, I'm sure people are listening to what you just said, where you say you have to take the different kinds of literature seriously, right? Which is what made AJ's experiment so humorous, is because he kind of just took it.
Yeah, one mode only.
And disregarded the different kinds of literature. That one's a storytelling book, the other one's a wise sayings book, another one is a story. You know, like you've got all these different kinds of literature in the Bible. Now, here's my question, which I'm sure people are wondering about, is, isn't that make the Bible complicated for people to grasp and to live by? So
well,
if it's supposed to be God's Word, why is it so friggin' complicated?
Welcome to the real world. Because God is complicated, because the people in the Bible are complicated, because real life is complicated. I mean, the last thing I want is a book that's simple and easy.
So it's actually going to take work to do an appropriate application from the Bible to life.
Well, you just said it beautifully right there. I mean, if you really want to get something out of anything in life, you got to work through it. You got to work with it.
Well, so then what's up with this kind of just come to Jesus and it'll all be like flow? It'll just be like clicking, you know? It's going to be easy. It's going to be simple. We're just going to, you know, be happy with Jesus. If you're telling me that reading the Bible is actually going to be some amount of like using my mind, using my heart, that doesn't sound like the quick and easy kind of Christianity that I hear floating around.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, I got my first Gideon.
You're not disagreeing with me?
Well, I'm for one, I got my first Gideon Bible in grade 5 when they handed them out in public schools. I tried reading it. It wasn't until grade 11 that I finally was able to understand anything in the Bible, and I've been studying it since then. I'm still learning.
And you don't think that would take away from the worth of the Bible, the fact that it's complicated?
Well, then you're called, fewer chosen.
Wow. That's a different view of kind of the good news than I've heard in a while. Let's go to the lines.
Welcome to God Talk.
Hey, thanks for welcoming me.
Yeah.
I got answers to lots of your questions.
You talk, answers to lots of our questions?
You sure I do. Yeah, well, for sure. Hey, we were talking about, how can anyone pick and choose from the Bible for interpretation?
Yeah.
Just a quick thought just before I get on. Who are we to say that God can't be sarcastic? I mean, our interpretation is everything. But here's something that's really cool. BBC, I think it was earlier this week, did a documentary called Pagan Christ. And they were talking about how you can refer to it as maybe archetype of Christ exists prior to the time we allot his birth and resurrection. There are countless other gods that predate Christ. They're almost identical. And in the documentary, they had talked about Horus, the Egyptian god, having no less than 180 direct similarities, like virgin birth, most importantly, though, they covered in the documentary that just prior to Christ arriving, pagan Gnostic sects had a requirement that for initiation into the religious group, you were required to write your own gospel. So at the time of Constantinople putting together the Christian religion, he had decided, you know, well, we got to burn all these other books and get rid of that teaching that is really infinite. That, you know what, you can hear the same story over and over and over again, similarly with Moses. But
well, John, to me, you're referring to Tom Harper's Pagan Christ, which is actually a very fascinating book, which has now been made into a documentary. And the fact that these stories exist outside of the Bible, that just reinforces my belief in these stories. You know, there's a cultural awareness. It's like the flood story in the Epic of Gilgamesh. You know, somehow God has prepared the whole world for these stories, and they show up in different cultures. It's like wise men tracking Christ from the east.
Right. It's the same struggle God's facing then that God's facing currently as we speak. I mean, that same relationship is forsaking ourselves as the innocent. You look in Israel, I don't want to get political, but, you know, the fundamental teaching of the Jewish faith is Hillel, and Hillel says there's only one thing to being Jewish. Don't do to others what you wouldn't want to be done to yourself. Everything else is commentary, and Muhammad teaches whatever the words are, just always try to be fair, because as you can imagine, if you take a sentence, like I said, can God be sarcastic? Who are we to say? You take a sentence like...
God is sarcastic.
Right, could be, for sure, of course, and you take just a statement, oh really, like it requires, my inflection is so critical for us to determine what I'm saying, and it can be taken in 50, you know, infinite ways if we really want to put our minds to it.
So that's the way we need to read the Bible.
Well, it's to find God within ourselves, and that's the pagan teachings, is that you're Christ. You're Christ on the cross, and why is God forsaken you? What can you do to help the family out some, if you can understand? An innocent person victimized is a person being victimized by yourself in some way, because your rights are being denied. If we wanted freedom, both me and you, we both would say, well, we want to get bad guys for murder, for example, and the only way to determine that is to support police agencies following the crime scene leads at real murder scenes.
It is
like what we can determine to be true, you know, is evidence.
We're going to go to a break here, but you put a lot of interesting stuff on the table here. What did you make of, just a quick final comment, from this Pagan Christ documentary? Did you agree with what you saw?
Well, I think that is actually where we're at. I think we're all of God, and God has an interest that we all share equally, and we need to find justice equitably for all people concerned. And it's the screams of mercy that we don't hear that is really God suffering, and we're not being able to communicate well enough to each other.
Thanks so much, John.
Okay.
We're going to take a break right there. Stay on the line, so we will get back to you right after this.
Here's where, oh my God. Gentlemen, how's it going?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, listen to what you're talking about there, and, you know, all these things are easy to answer. It's just, you know, you got to understand what a free market is. You know, your notions of a free market are global, are tyranny. You know, you have to have justice. You have to have a fair market to call it a fair market. I'll give you an example. If you've got a store and a guy across the street's got a store and he's got slave labor and he puts guns to their head to get back to work, you're going to lose in the competitive marketplace. You know. So if you say no international laws.
But if you put a gun to somebody's head, you threaten them, and then people can use force and violence against you.
That's correct.
I'm justified in coming in and trying to rescue you.
No, I know. You're missing my point. If you say there's no rule, if you say there's no rules to trade with China, for example, how are you going to convince the Chinese people to rise up against a totalitarian state? But this idea is that...
I would give them a beacon of liberty to look at.
Right, okay.
Like to live free. And I would give them the opportunity.
There's lots of money.
You understand that China is one of the larger percentage of people that come to immigrate to the United States, legally and illegally, right?
Yeah, well, there's lots of money to be made in having slave labor. So that's the incentive for a criminal... Well, wait, just wait. Can you guys let somebody talk for a second here?
Now, I'm going to make a point about the free market and how you just don't understand it. In the free marketplace, people are free to associate with whom they want to. Why would anyone want to go and work as a slave in the free marketplace? A business like that just wouldn't exist. I mean, only in your fantasy, John, could that possibly exist. Not in a laissez-faire economy.
Okay, well, whatever. You need laws to defend ourselves. Okay, then. Well, listen, let's say this.
You don't harm others. If you do harm others, as Mark was saying, then you've given up your rights, and you can be taken into custody, and you can be prosecuted.
Well, here's an example. You were talking about sadists, right? People who enjoy hurting others. Like, there's countless examples that we have through this military affair. There's Lieutenant Denton, for example. He's talked about how much he enjoys blowing people up with high-caliber weaponry. And he says, are you still there?
He says
specifically it's because he can't be arrested for it. He's given the argument to say, wait. No, I know. Well, just wait a second. But you... Can I finish my point, though? Is it possible?
For doing sick things.
No, I know, but can I finish my point?
That's why the marketplace is the solution. Because then sickos like that won't have their government protection anymore.
But how do you bring justice to Denton? Yeah, fuckers, you cut me off all the time. You're afraid of truth, you're afraid of knowledge, you want to beat Americans down, deprive them liberties, you don't speak in the defense of dying Americans who died at the hands of those who perpetrated 9/11. No, you keep it going. Destroy government, destroy justice, because you can't compete. All you do is silence voices of victory. That's what you do. You're cowards.
You can terminate your death within 18 months with a much...
Hey, everybody, how's it all going? It's another Wizard's Worldwide Work of Wonder. Hey, what a call that was. Listen, you know, you have to feel sorry for these guys. They're like children or less than children. They're like, you know, infants barely out of the womb. They cannot form understandings of even what they're saying. You know, they say, at a free market, we wouldn't let slavery happen. But you can't have laws outlawing it, though. Right? Well... The people in China would like to be liberated, but there's military guys that carry weaponry. Like, this is the thing. They don't have their mental skills haven't developed enough to even understand their own statements. Like, their own political philosophy is, it's crap. There's nothing there. It doesn't make any sense. You know, but look at how many people support them. You know? And you gotta give them credit for the fact that they give open line calls. But we gotta realize we can be faulted. There are ideas that we share indivisibly, so nobody wants to be murdered. It's a real simple thing. You know, you can understand everybody agrees to that and would disagree with keeping that as a legal option for nasty grunts who are starting to police American streets. We have Blackwater in San Diego now, I heard on the great Tom Hartman show. Tom Hartman's a great wise man, for sure. The ideas that he has cannot be defeated. It's only through censorship, most of his ideas. A lot of people disagree with him, too. Like, he's not big into defeating the New World Order or anything, but he's got ideas on economics that are mathematically based. You know, mill tax rates in municipal governments have been practiced that way since the time of the Roman Empire. And it's not a left-wing commie idea. is if you don't have a progressive tax structure in your city, the city will just crumble because all the money will be sucked out and there will be no money on the streets. And you'll have to be looking to the province or the state to bring in more cash because somebody's been pulling all the cash out, running a private business at the exploitation of others. But people cannot comprehend it. The libertarians, they're 10 years away. They got to go to school. They got to get educated. Anything that associates itself to a right-wing philosophy can't understand it either. But look at that. Every single municipal government practices it. And they practice it in a way that it takes intelligence to even understand it, so they can't speak against it. Isn't it great? It's the phenomenal act of God, that is, how mill tax rates are practiced through our municipal cities. However, all our structures are falling to pieces now, as those who are paying attention are realizing. We have the banks. You lost 3 million homes. Approximately 3 million homes have been foreclosed on. The banks have sucked up that property, have auctioned it off, have pocketed the $1 billion, moved it off to the Cayman Islands or wherever, right? And now Bush gets on TV and says, well, we shouldn't be bailing out the lenders. Well, only several months ago, like, I don't even know what the totals are. I just saw report after report after report. We're giving the bankers $60 billion. We're giving the bankers $40 billion. We're giving the bankers $80 billion. I don't even know what the totals are. But, you know, easily, you know, over $150 billion have been passed on to these bankers in the last year or so. And Bush is on TV just now as the demon antichrist. He says, yeah, we shouldn't be bailing out the lenders. That's all they've been doing for the last year, over $100 billion. But that's not where the money is. The money is in consolidating all this property, 3 million homes. And they were fraudulent, criminally fraudulent loans. You as a mortgage payer, according to TV dictate, are commanded to pay back that criminal fraud out of your own pocket or lose your property. They're not demanding justice in respect to our self-suffering. The money being allocated for military expenditures isn't being accounted for by anyone. You as an American taxpayer are paying the salaries of South African death squad goons. CACI is torturing innocent people to death. They admit it. They confess to it. He just gives us videotapes of them indiscriminately murdering people. You've got Blackwater in San Diego today, my friends. You know, you say as an American, you don't fucking care about Johnny. Johnny's only wise. All he speaks is wisdoms indivisible that support and the cherished freedoms of all peoples. And you say, I don't fucking care. He thinks he's so smart. You say the same thing about Iraqis. Innocent Iraqis indiscriminately slaughtered more than 1 million innocent people. 38,000 strikes started this conflict off by blowing up all the people who work at the public services. Not a fucking word. Yeah, we're fighting for freedom and liberty. Barely a word, okay? Barely. There are writers, okay? I can count them barely, you know. How many, you know, out of a nation of 300 million people, how many writers? Are we talking 15, 20 writers? Maybe. You look at antiwar.com. These guys are pro-war. To be anti-war is to be effective war. Why do you support murdering innocent people? Antiwar.com. I'm speaking to you. Why are you giving us this Bin Laden bullshit? And look at what antiwar.com does, eh? They say, yeah, those 9/11 idiots, they shouldn't be allowed to speak. You know? Video of liquefied steel flowing from the towers, and antiwar.com doesn't want to tell you about it. They don't want to tell you about General Mahmoud Ahmad. They give you, Mahmoud, Ahmed, Rak Akbar, blah, blah, blah. Lose you in these names. I can't fucking keep track of them either. You know, they know about General Mahmoud Ahmad, but don't want you to know. So if you say, it's just the innocent Iraqis that'll get slaughtered. Blackwater raped an American woman. The Blackwater Nazi forces, they so brutally raped her, she had to have reconstructive surgery. Blackwater spokesman said, it was consensual for her to be so badly injured, she needed reconstructive surgery. And they're not going to be arrested. There's no criminal investigation. Except for these fake things they pull on us every now and again. We want Aegis mercenaries to be gunned down dead in the streets as our enemies. We want them killed. We want them put to death. Every man breathing alive on earth today, I'm speaking, kill Aegis. You know, the employees that work there, It's one thing to say I'm a part of a nation who's at war. I have no free choice in my mind. I'm a soldier, dumb fuck, grunt. I'm terrified of making my own choices. That's why I volunteered for this position. Aegis employees make conscious decisions to perpetrate these criminal acts, believing they can't be held accountable, believing no laws in this universe can stop them from murdering our families. I say no. I say otherwise. I say kill Aegis on sight. We hunt them down, every single one of them. Now, any Republican, any congressman whatsoever who disagrees will be arrested for treason, tried, and put to death. Because Aegis is committing first-degree acts of murder. They're openly committing war crimes against humanity, ourselves suffering. They need to be put to death for those crimes. Khaki needs to be hunted down unmercilessly by every man alive. I'm speaking to you. You see, Khaki, you don't form doubt in your mind. You understand. This employee at Khaki has consciously made a decision to be paid $1,200 a fucking day to torture innocent people to death. You know, it's a communication breakdown. You've watched your television. Television's told you torture is good. It helps protect American lives. Not one case. Not one. Bring forward one case. You cannot find one case. General Ahmad funded 9/11. How did Bin Laden put the explosives into Building 7? You know, when you kill these things, I beg you to kill them. When you hunt them down and find out who they are, you'll know all they enjoy is hurting innocent people. They get enjoyment out of knowing they deprive others their freedom, their liberty, because really they know, man to man, they can't compete with me. I'm physically stronger, I'm physically faster, I'm wiser, and their wives would leave them in an instant to love me, a real man. That's why they war our world, because they know real men are virtuous, something they don't have within their soul because they've been committed to thieving, murdering, and raping. You think America has taken a position to say Blackwater will not be arrested for raping American women? And now they're policing the streets in San Diego. This must not be allowed, my friends. Any congressman who disagrees will be arrested for treason and put to death by the will of Johnny. Johnny America. A real American. A real American. You don't own freedom, Nazi fuck. You know, what has America done? They support this demon enemy of life in Uzbekistan. Free talk live. They don't gotta fucking care. You know, libertarians, their minds, as they say, they're less than adolescents. They've not developed their cognitive skills to understand their own mindlessness, so it's hard to, you know, it's hard to come down on them. But as it is right now, they're just, you know, functional retards or whatever. We hear them speak. Doesn't make no sense. Okay. You know, and if you listen to their show, I discourage you from wasting too much time doing this. But their show constantly, they're constantly defeated. But they refuse to learn. They refuse to go, oh yeah, well maybe there is some truth to that. Maybe arresting the guys for 9/11 would suit American freedom interests. But you know, do you think it's unconscious? Or do you think they're doing that deliberately? Because I told them myself specifically, if the FBI's formal conclusion that General Ahmad funded Muhammad Atta, they don't make that effort. What kind of freedom is that? They want freedom for themselves. They want to have a private mercenary force defending their property. But as for you, the American citizen, fuck, you make it on your own, fuckhead. And they'll be there with their fucking Blackwater mercenaries. So that's what he said earlier, eh? He says, yeah, you got to hire your own goons. Everybody's got to be able to have enough money to hire your own private mercenary army. In America, house to house, house to house. No fucking government, because it's all bad. You know, and this is the trouble with Ron Paul. He's awesome in his position there. But he's faulted severely. He wants to get rid of everything, but he doesn't want any accountability. He's actually working for the neocons. He's working for the Bilderberg. He's working for the CFR. He's working for those who perpetrated 9/11. He's giving them an escape. Say, yeah, we won't hold anybody to account. We'll just call it all bad. Social Security, it's all bad. But those are, you know, Social Security isn't bad. And look at the issues the libertarians take on. art students, yeah, welfare mothers, yeah. It's all these people that they see in their minds as powerless, who have no political representation. Nobody's going to get on their radio station and say, I'm a welfare mother, and I think, I am taxing the system, but my child is the nation's child, and it's important for our children to grow up healthy and wiser than we are today. Because look at what Free Talk Live is. You guys are idiots. Like, severely idiots, and undermining justice for Americans. You know, no commitment in so many different respects to serving freedom, welfare for the American citizenry. Now, Alex Jones is great. You know, like I say, it's, you know, every time he says, so it's a socialist who said that. It's a liberal. You know, all those things are wrong. You know, each position has to be judged for what it is, particularly a socialist. Socialist it runs the gamut from the extreme right to extreme left. There's no, you know, that's not a proper definitive term to isolate the idea that he has a problem with. And that's what he's afraid to address. And that's what that mechanism is used for, by those who we can consider weaker than. You know, it's a defensive mechanism that he has. It's a liberal thing. What idea are you challenging specifically? You know, libertarians, it's all destructive, right? So it's easy to say, easier to understand a person who proclaims, I'm a libertarian, I think all government is bad, is truly just a reflection of themselves. So we get a really good idea of what their character is. People who are socialists are all kinds of people. You know, generally, they want public accountability. They want the government to be accountable to the public. So that's not a bad thing, Alex Jones. You know, that's what you're supposed to be yourself, remember? You know? And the ideas that he's fearful of are the ideas that he's actually wrong on. You know, healthcare, he's wrong on, actually. You want to understand where your dollars are going and where they're coming from. It's not, you see, you get caught in the libertarian thing. No, it doesn't matter, it's all bad, they're all crooks. Well, if you want accountability, it's a struggle. It's, you know, defeating tyranny and the neocon is not an easy task. Okay, you have to go through each position, argument, and understand what is faulted. In healthcare, first of all, you're talking about easily 100 different issues. You know, you got pharmaceuticals, you got ways of treating cancer that only kill people. You know, so how can that be a benefit if doctors are willingly giving you chemotherapy that they wouldn't dare do to themselves or their own family, but they know it's profitable, so they'll kill you. You've got doctors who give children shots of mercury. Now, if you ask these doctors, would you do that to your own child? They say no. But I'll do it for $11,000 and kill my neighbor's kid. I don't give a fuck about my neighbor's kid. My neighbor can go and fucking die. I'm going to get a portion of $11,000 for killing your kid from the pharmaceutical. Or not killing your kid, but causing your kid neurological brain damage. You know, is that part of healthcare? You know? And see, these are issues that, you know, I'm sure me and Alex Jones could agree on. We go, oh yeah, that's right. I mean, we have to defeat that. Mutually, we can come to agree that that's something we both share that needs to be addressed immediately. Doctors who do this, well, first of all, prosecutors who prosecute in respect to defending these Nazis, true, fuck, these are Nazis, okay? How can these not be Nazis? These prosecutors need to serve major prison time. Okay, this is a serious, serious offense where you know you're causing an American child neurological brain damage, and a prosecutor is threatening to arrest you if you refuse to poison your child in such a manner. That prosecutor, you know, 25-year prison, no death sentence, capital punishment is wrong. The only reason we speak of it in this climate is because this is the mechanism that's used for the soldier grunts. Soldier grunts don't have virtuous attributes to consciousness. They can't even, American soldiers, I swear to God, they can't even hold conversations. Okay, I've tried this repeatedly. They don't write, they can't hold conversations, and there's literally, you know, they say about 500,000 of these things. And none of them can fucking write, and none of them can speak a fucking sentence without going, fuck shit, hoya, 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 hoya. So what fucking say? They can't, they have nothing in their minds. There's nothing virtuous there to defend, because they are enemies of freedom. As sacrificial lambs to the Antichrist, they forbid others to stand up in victory against evil tyranny, which of course is themselves. But we can change. How can we change? You can fucking take this recording and pass it to a soldier and look, this guy says he's going to kill Bushite. he's got a fucking long list of fucking people he'll provide to anybody who wants to see his fucking tally. He's interested in getting these things fucking televised because he's fucking, apparently, all human beings have an ability to be godlike in their struggles against tyranny. And if you're true, you know, if you say, I think the Blackwater mercenaries should be put to death for raping American women. Seriously, they're carrying guns shooting people. You see, this is where your death sentence actually applies. They say they want to be police officers to defend our communities, but the laws don't apply to them. So they can steal whatever they want. You know, you're supposed to be in faith with them. They're like, you know, again, that's the nature of the Antichrist. Your mind goes, no, they wouldn't hurt anybody. But they'll hire anybody from any country, particularly military dictatorships, because they know that those individuals are the most bloodthirsty. You know, death squad goons from all of America's greatest freedom buddies, right? All these nations that you pump billions of dollars in to oppress millions and millions of people in Saudi Arabia. You give this government that has more money than any other government on the face of the planet. But, you know, I digress. You know, it's because, well, I don't digress. I mean, the problem here is it's endless. Israel, they give money to victimize innocent people. The government says they're anti-Jesus. They hate the Lord. They hate the Lord. And yet the Lord's teaching, treat others as you would wish to be treated yourself, is the same exact teaching, the mirror, actually, of Hillel. So, like I repeatedly tried to educate America prior, to be anti-Semitic is to support the Zionist threat against the human species. They kill innocent people. What is it that you can't figure there? You know, you go to the antiwar.com crowd, you know, they get you all complicated on it. No, look, just think about it like that. You know, IDF soldiers gunned down 6-year-old children. They say, well, she was in the zone. Anybody in the zone deserves to die. I would put that soldier to death. Instead, he's a hero in Israel. They say he's a great hero. He defended the line. You know, this is like, or she was a 10-year-old child, actually. You know, they steal innocent people's homes. What is it that you can't figure there? You know, God's screaming in anger against these Zionists all the way back to the beginning of time. You know, this situation, our political situation right now, is the worst it's ever been in all of humanity's history. You have demon enemy Zionists of Israel stealing innocent people's homes, and then you as an American taxpayer give them $200,000 and say, get out of the house! That takes the $200,000 as well. Thanks a lot, fuckhead, dumb fuck, enemy of life and freedom and God. And they just move off to steal another person's home, an innocent person's home. The government lets Jews starve to death in the streets. They have Jews that live in garbage dumps. They won't extend them fucking a dime, not a fucking dime, not a penny. I'm going to give you a fucking penny. But they'll spend millions of dollars on infomercials to tell us about how desperate these poor Jews are in Israel. And yet, 2 blocks away, you got a guy with hundreds of millions of dollars given to him by American taxpayers to victimize innocent people by stealing their homes. They steal all their possessions. And America says barely a whisper, can't fucking find the words to defend ourselves from evil tyranny because Johnny is too great. We can't have a great worldly leader like Johnny Wizard granted free access to the Coast to Coast Radio Network or CNN because he would defeat all these bad guys almost like immediately. We'd get justice for 9/11. We'd get justice for Uzbekistan. We'd get justice for Poland. We'd get justice for Russia. Russia. You people don't know nothing. You've got to watch Frontline. Frontline covered this whole issue. You know, Putin has been associated, unfortunately, to some bad activities there. I have to look at the evidence. The Honorable Alex Jones says there's some evidence that indicates he's been a part of this, a part of some criminal impropriety. That said, the problem in Russia is when Yeltsin was there, what happened is they moved all the government monies into a private bank. Then they said they're going to privatize everything, and they let bids be placed by the private bank that was holding the nation's funds. In addition to that, that same private bank was also responsible for handling the bidding process. So they put zero down and were able to confiscate all the public property that was owned by the state into their own hands. And when they did that, they dismantled all the industries, sold off all the supplies. Many of them weren't even Russians. These are multinationals, right? These are people that don't, you know, these are all the people that America say are their heroes. They'll kill more than 1 million people in Iraq, so a multinational like Dutch Shell can steal 60% of the oil revenues. And Dutch Shell will charter attack helicopters and mow down your innocent family if you complain about the air quality outside their plants. Just a second here. Okay, so, you know, and these are American heroes, the oil companies that you sacrificed your son and daughter to. You will murder more than 1 million people in Iraq so these multinationals can steal all their resources. And just think, fuck Bush, the demon antichrist, on fucking TV again, talking about how great it is now in Iraq because they're distributing some of the oil revenue money. Well, they're stealing more than 60%. He cites Afghanistan. He says, look at all the progress that's been made in Afghanistan. Well, he can't take credit for any of that. All they've done is kill people indiscriminately. Nothing that the American forces have done there has done anything to add to the quality of life. They refuse to defend women. You know, you had, under the Taliban, you had women that ran healthcare clinics. You know? Women were running healthcare clinics. Now women can't run healthcare clinics. It's too dangerous. Women were working at the newspaper, the Kabul newspaper, didn't have to wear burqas. Now women can't go anywhere. You know, women were free to walk up and down the streets, no problem. There's not, women aren't bought and sold as slaves no more under the Taliban. Now American forces, they couldn't care less. All they do is say, there's a group of men over here, they look like they're trying to defend the community, we're going to call them Taliban and bomb them. Because a Taliban is not a political ideology, per se, outside of the understandings of Islamic fundamentalism and Sharia law, which they were reaching for through public dialogue, right? If you find a law that's unjust, you argue it to their government, and if you do it effectively, as Johnny Wizard could, no abuse would take place, because you'd be going against Muhammad, and every single Taliban would rise in favor of my stance and kill anybody who would oppose me, if it can be shown that the action the state is taking is unjust. That's one of the benefits of Islamic fundamentalism. Another benefit of Islamic fundamentalism is it that you need want these things out of your... None of these people have been arrested. Let's get... they haven't been arrested yet, no. But none of these Republicans have been elected. The elections are fixed. They're rigged. Who would vote for these demons? Nobody ever voted, ever, for Condoleezza Rice. When was she ever fucking elected for anything? She was personally involved in shipping 7 million landmines to be dropped on 170 towns and villages in Lebanon. The TV doesn't think it's important for you to understand that. And look at our state of reality. All people of creation. If perhaps it's been a year or two and somebody's translated this for you, to understand in this culture of North America, we know that this demon witch dropped 7 million landmines, and I beg and plead people to support my call to have her arrested, tried, and put to death for war crimes. People don't care. 7 million landmines are going to kill children indiscriminately for decades, and people don't even fucking know the word of concern. They just, in America, they're freedom fighters. They're heroes. They have all their hero programs on all their television stations, specials on all the heroes in the Iraq War. These child killers, there's no cost for the war. All they've done is kill innocent people. And those that gun them down and kill them are true heroes. And they say, oh, yeah, well, we killed somebody who shot at us. Well, fuck, I wish you'd missed. You know, Bushites are not fighting for freedom. They're fighting for lawlessness. They don't fight against Blackwater. They don't fight against Aegis. They don't fight against Khaki. Why wouldn't you shoot an Aegis Nazi mercenary at first sight? If you were an American soldier in Iraq today saying you're defending Iraqis' freedom and liberty, we're giving them oil revenues, we're going to defend them. Why wouldn't they? Because they're demon enemies of life. They have no concern for their own families. They watch fall down dead, sacrificed. Their own parents don't fucking barely make a whisper of concern for their dead child. All they want is their insurance money. I don't care if you killed my kid, but where's my money? All they want is to steal from ourselves. and they won't fucking make the efforts. They die this way, and they are dying this way. So, you know, that's what they get. All they have to do, all you have to do is, if you're an American citizen, all you got to do is say, look, I want justice in respect to 9/11. General Mahmoud Muhammad Atta. We want justice. There's video of liquefied steel flowing like water, splashing all over the place. I've seen several videos now. There's, if you've only seen the one video, there's another video. And there's several photographs of this stuff coming down by the tonneful. It's just pouring and pouring like just crazy. And they don't want to show you that because you'd know right away. How did Bin Laden with his bulky dialysis machine get the explosives in the towers? Because he did it single-handedly. That's what CNN still reports today, November 2007. Last month, that was. Still reporting it today. He did it single-handedly. CNN smiles at you. They watch you die, and they smile. And they want you to be oh so happy not hearing the concerns of your falling dead neighbors. Your neighbor's child just got the mercury vaccine at school. Not your child. It's just your neighbor's child. To think that they voice no concern on something we know scientifically, as understood, will cause irreparable brain damage. Guaranteed, without a doubt. Absolutely, positively, that's what they're doing to your child. Now, they want you to think, as the impartial viewer, that it's just your neighbor's kid. But if you have children, and you don't know shit for nothing, and you just came across this Johnny Wizard recording, and you're finding this very troubling, realize these school officials will tell you it's to help your child. When you kill more than 1 million people in Iraq, it's for freedom. When you steal all their money, and you rob the bank, the central bank, kill the police officers at the museum so the place can be looted, it's for freedom.